Yoganidra. Beginning with looking around so that you know where you are, experiencing everything as a whole. It gives you a good start for the meditation that you actually experience where you are. Once we have looked around, we have adjusted the body, then the first part of Yoga Nidra, the beginning, or the going into the practice, is body awareness. Awareness of the whole body. The feeling, your body, feeling one with the body. You are aware of the whole body. Awareness of the whole body. Awareness of the whole body. The whole body. The whole body. Body awareness. The whole body. An experience, your body is alive and breathing. Awareness of the breathing process. Tuning into the breathing process. Breath awareness. Awareness of the breathing process. Breath awareness. The body breathing and experiencing that breath. Inhalation and exhalation. Breath awareness. And then your resolution. Sankalpa, a seed that you plant in your mind and that will without a doubt grow and manifest in your life. Same resolution each time you practice Yoga Nidra with the same understanding and the same attitude. Repeat it at least 3 times. Here in the beginning of Yoga Nidra and also at the end. Your resolution. Yoga Nidra begins. Feel our name. The thumb of the right hand, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, palm, back of the hand, the whole hand, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, right side of the chest, waist, hip, thigh, knee, lower leg, calf muscle, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, the instep of the foot, the ball of the foot, big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. I am conscious, I am aware, I am experiencing Yoga Nidra. Left hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, palm, back of the hand, the whole hand, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, left side of the chest, waist, hip, left thigh, knee, lower leg and calf muscle, ankle, foot, the heel, the sole of the foot, the arch, the ball, the whole sole, the instep of the foot, big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. I am conscious, I am aware, I am experiencing Yoga Nidra. Experience both soles of the feet, both the soles of the feet, both soles. Right buttock, left buttock, right side of the small of the back, left side of the small of the back, right side of the back, left side of the back, right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, the spinal cord, the whole spine, the whole back, the neck, the back of the head, the top of the back of the head, the whole top of the head, forehead, right temple, left temple, right ear, left ear, right cheek, left cheek, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, right eyelid, left eyelid, right eye, left eye, the center between the two eyebrows, the whole nose, the tip of the nose, the upper lip, the tongue, the lower lip, the upper teeth, the lower teeth, both lips together, chin, throat, right chest, left chest, depression underneath the chest, the whole chest together, heart, stomach, navel area, abdomen, sex organs, excretory organs, the whole right leg, the whole left leg, the whole right arm, the whole left arm, the whole head, awareness of the whole head, the whole head, awareness of the whole body, the experience of the whole body, the whole body, the whole body. Body awareness, feeling one with the whole body. I am conscious, I am aware, I am experiencing Yoga Nidra. And now feel heaviness, awaken your capacity to feel heavy. Experience one of your forearms as heavy. Allow the heaviness to be felt in the forearm. Feel how it's getting heavier and heavier. The experience of heaviness in the forearm. Feel how the heaviness spreads. It's also the hand and the elbow and the upper arm and the shoulder. The whole arm is heavy. The other forearm, heavy. Heaviness in the forearm. heaviness in the forearm and the hand and the elbow, heaviness, including also the upper arm and the shoulder. The whole other arm feels heavy, both arms, hands, and shoulders. Feel their weight on the floor. You allow that heaviness, you let go, and you allow the heaviness to take place, to be felt. Heaviness, heaviness. The legs are heavy, the feet, the arms, the hands, the head. The weight of the head on the floor, the feeling of heaviness in the head. The whole head feels heavy. The whole body feels heavy. Heaviness in the whole body. So heavy the body is. You experience the heaviness. Heavy body. Feel the muscles of your back, and they are heavy. Feel the muscles of your stomach, the stomach muscles as heavy, the chest muscles, the muscles in your arms and legs, and again the muscles of your back. Feel your face as heavy, the small muscles on the forehead, the muscles around your eyes, your lips, the cheeks are heavy. It's all heavy. The experience of heaviness in the face. Heavy face, the experience of heaviness in the body itself, in the arms, in the legs, in the back, in the front, all over heaviness, heavier and heavier. I am aware, I am experiencing yoga nidra. And now lightness, light hands, light feet, light arms, light legs, light head, light torso. The experience of lightness all over. The spinal cord feels weightless. The brain feels weightless. The experience of lightness in the thighs. Lightness in the knees. Lightness in the lower legs and calves. Lightness in the feet. Lightness in the shoulders. Lightness in the upper arms and elbows, lightness in the forearms and hands, lightness all over. The body feels so light. You aren't out whether you're actually touching the floor. So light you feel. The experience of lightness. Lighter and lighter. I am aware, I am awake, I am experiencing yoga nidra, and now heat. Think of a hot day, feel it's hot in here, feel that when you start thinking of heat, right away it's like the body starts to perspire a little bit. Remember hot experiences like in the sauna, or a heat wave in the summer, or here and now that you feel hot. The arms are hot. Feeling hot in the arms, in the legs, the cheeks are hot. Or imagine a flow of heat entering the navel and spreading throughout the body, all the way into the fingertips, all the way into the tip of the toes. Heat all over. The experience of heat, the feeling of heat all over the body. Heat. I am conscious, I am aware, I am experiencing yoga nidra. And now cold. Feel cold in the soles of the feet, like when you walk on a cold floor, a cold stone floor. Cold in the soles, cold in the palms, like when you touch something cold, a cold window, something you take out of the refrigerator, or a snowball. The experience of cold in the palms. The experience of cold in the soles, on the top of your head. Cold all over. Freezing cold. But you don't fight it. You don't resist it. You surrender to it. You want to have the experience consciously. You want to experience cold. And you allow the cold to be felt. freezing cold, like a real cold day in the winter, and you come outside with not enough clothes on. The cold goes to the marrow of your bones, and you experience cold. The experience of cold. And then you return to the normal body temperature. I am aware, I am experiencing yoga nidra. And think of a pain, maybe one you suffer from, maybe one you remember. Allow such an experience to take place, the experience of pain. And you enter that pain and you allow the experience and you accept the pain, the feeling of pain, allowing the experience of pain. And then it will slowly transform itself, and now you're experiencing pleasure, a happiness. And you deepen this feeling, true feeling of happiness and contentment. Contentment being one of the prerequisites for self-realization. Happiness and contentment. I'm lying here resting in myself, feeling happy and content. It makes me independent, creative and lovable. Happiness and contentment. And the chakras, the psychic centers in the body. The first one is Muladhara chakra at the perineum between the sex organs and the anus, a little bit up in the body. The fundamental root chakra. The next one is at the base of the spine, the contact area in the front at the sex organs and pubic bone. Svadhisthana chakra, one's own place. And Manipur we find at the level of the navel, in the spinal cord, its chakra, the contact area in the front around the navel, the place of the jewel. And Arhat at the level of the heart, in the spinal cord, smaller area there, and in the front you have the contact area, at level of the heart. And Ayat chakra means the chakra of the unbroken sound. And then we have the purification chakra, Vishuddhi chakra, at the throat. And that is both in the spinal cord and in the front, Vishuddhi chakra. And Akya chakra in the middle of the head at the pineal gland, the contact area, the eyebrow center. At Bindu on the top of the back of the head, a point, a drop, the point, Bindu, and the top of the head, the whole top of the head, the brain, the skull, the hair, and above. Sahasrara chakra, the thousand petal lotus. Again, let us feel the chakras. Sahasra, top of the head. Bindu, top of the back of the head. Akya, middle of the head. Vishuddhi, at the throat, in the spine. Anahat, at the level of the heart. Manipur, at the level of the navel. Svadhisthana, at the base of the spine. And Muladhara, above. The perineum, a little bit up in the body. Muladhara, Svadhisthana, Manipur, Anahat, Vishuddhi, Akya, Bindu, Sahasrara. Sahasrara, Bindu, Akya, Vishuddhi, Anahat, Manipur, Svadhisthana, Muladhara. At Muladhara, see an inverted red triangle, a triangle standing on its point, red in color. Inside that triangle is an oval-shaped form. Around that form, a little snake is coiled 3.5 times. This is the psychic symbol of Muladhara chakra. At Svadhisthana, it's a state of unconsciousness, of self-forgetfulness. At Manipur, it's a bright golden lotus. At Anahat, it's a tiny flame burning steadily from a little candle or a little oil lamp. At Vishuddhi, at the throat, it is nectar drops and the sensation of cold. At Akya, it's a state of absorption. At Bindu, it's a crescent moon and a starlit night. And top of the head, it's a thousand petals, red lotus, thousands of petals, red in color, pointing in all directions and upward. Experience yourself lying in Yoga Nidra. Your body lying in Yoga Nidra. Golden egg. A golden bird. A golden spider on a golden web. An old temple, bell ringing, the fragrance of flowers, a huge river flowing through the landscape, a mountain with snow on the top, the wind blowing from the western side, drifting clouds on the sky, yourself in Yoga Nidra. Mentally listen to the sound of Om everywhere. Am I the body? Am I the thoughts? Am I the emotions? Am I the sensations? Who am I? Discover the witnessing consciousness in you. I am that consciousness. Consciousness at rest in itself. Consciousness living through all this, experiencing it all. Or go into the center of your being and there experience a tiny golden egg of light in itself. I am the golden egg, or I am consciousness, consciousness at rest in itself. Am I the body? Am I the thoughts? Am I the emotions? Am I the sensations? Am I the karma? Who am I? Discover the witnessing consciousness in you. I am that consciousness. Or go into the center of your being and experience a tiny golden egg of light in itself. I am the golden egg. Am I the body? Am I the thoughts? Am I the emotions? Am I the sensations? I am consciousness. Consciousness at rest in itself. Experiencing everything, living through everything. Om Tat Sat. Now it is time to repeat your resolution. And in a little while, I'll be saying Om Tat Sat three times, and then you'll be coming out wide awake. With a clear mind, body full of energy, ready to face this day and your life with clarity and strength. But first, your resolution. Om Tat Sat. Om Tat Sat. Om Tat Sat. Yoga Nidra is over. Gradually make contact with the world around you. When you come out, experience this place, the whole situation, so you become really present here through experiencing it, through spreading your awareness. When you've done that, then sit up and do the same thing briefly. Om Tat Sat.